Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, this Thursday, February 26, 2026 edition. Want to remind you guys, 7 o'clock tonight is the county conventions for the Michigan Republican Party precinct delegates. If you are a delegate, you have to go to your county convention at 7 o'clock tonight. We will be discussing and electing our voting delegates and alternates to go down to Novi on Saturday, March 28th, to participate in the very first ever early endorsement nomination convention. But tonight is the county conventions, 7 o'clock. And for those of you listening who aren't precinct delegates, just know that us Republicans will have our lights on our homes, our alarm set, and we will feed our dogs to make sure, well, actually not feed the dogs to make sure they're good and hungry if you decide to break into our houses during the county conventions. That was a joke. Don't all freak out over that one. And if I gave you guys any ideas out there, just let be known that our neighbors know about it. So, and also, county sheriffs have been notified as well. I'm just kidding. Got a couple of text messages, though, that I do want to comment on. Nick Wallace, can't wait to see who handles the waste, fraud, and abuse. Our state is screwed if we go blue again. Absolutely agree with you on that one. Let's see. John, I'm not really sure I understand Mariana Trench pales in comparison. I'm not sure what you're talking about on that one. This is a good one. This is a good one. I get this one a lot, especially after the show. This comes to me from Penny. Trucker, I'm just curious, how do you respond to people who dislike our president? I've had a very hard time with that one. Mostly, I ignore it, but I'd love to know a proper response. Okay. I texted it back to her, quote, this is what you say. And you're probably talking to a Democrat, I'm going to assume, or maybe an independent, libertarian, whatever. Sit there and listen to them. They might go on a long rant, or they might be, you know, saying, I hate President Trump for this, that, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. People who dislike the president. How do you handle it? What do you say? This is what I say. I'm sitting there nodding my head. Yep. I understand what you're saying. Then you stop and you look at them. And if there's somebody you know, or maybe somebody that you just came in contact with, put your hand on their hand, kind of like to get them to pause. Look him right in the eye and say this. Personally, his speech and his attacks against his enemies, I too sometimes don't like Trump either. I, however, look past those issues, his ways of dealing with people, the things that he says, the things that he posts on social media, the way he attacks, you know, his political enemies. I look past those, and I look at his policies. to make America great again. All the things his policies are doing and implementing, which I, and you kind of raise your eyebrows a little bit, which I totally agree with. I love America. I love our country. And I believe President Trump does too. And then I end it with this one. I kind of do the Columbo thing. I kind of stop and give a little pause. Don't you? And you get that quizzical look on your face. I love our country. I love America. I think President Trump does too. Don't you? Checkmate, mic drop. Well, yeah, I love our country and I love America, but I don't like him. Again, sometimes I don't like him either. Honestly, the State of the Union address the other night, way too long. Hour and 48 minutes and attacking the Democrats the way he did, over the top. But a very interesting poll came out. I think it was even CNN that did it. Going into the speech, overall, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, everybody was polled. His approval rating heading into the speech, based on what they thought he was going to talk about, was 54% approval. After the speech, he went up 10 points. They polled the same people, and it was 64% approval of everything he said during the speech. And I couldn't handle it. I ran out of gas. 11 o'clock, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to bed. Very, very interesting. But Penny, I hope that helps. Agree with them. If you go to Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, the best way to communicate is to listen. Agree with what your person just said that you're talking with, and then give your perspective. And then always, 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 always close with a question. Do you agree with me? I love America. I love our country. I think the president does too. Don't you? If you use that tactic of truly listening, make it appear that you're totally engaged and you're totally listening to what they're saying. I'm hearing you. You have to touch them lightly on the elbow or the hand to get them to stop. When you put your hand on them, you also connect with them. You are using a different sense. It's not just verbal. You're just not using oral skills to address their hearing sense. You're touching them. And sight. You need to look them right in the eye when you say it. If you use touch, sight, and hearing, the more senses you can use, you communicate with people better. That's just Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Penny just texted me back. Great. I love that. It's a technique. Now, one of the things you have to understand, and this is something that I have tried very much to do the entire time I've been on this microphone going back to April of 2012. This comes to me from John and Julie down in Bay City. Randy, we've said it before, and we're saying it again. You are the best in caps when it comes to keeping us informed. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for that. It's what my goal is every single day. When I get on this microphone, I've listened to the governor's speech last night. I've read the comments. I've read the news stories. I've heard what other people have said, which has been the majority of the show today, but I wanted to give you some real insight in my opinion about what she had to say. And these other governor candidates, gubernatorial folks running to replace her. Going to be a very, very interesting primary election on August 4th. And I'm so much looking forward to the general election on November 3rd. It is going to be phenomenal. And the only thing I can say, you got to get out the votes. We cannot repeat the midterm election performance of 2022. We can't do it, folks. It's that simple. We must get the Republicans out to vote like they did on November 5th, 2024. Donald Trump said, we need this election to be too big to rig. And the turnout that we had, not only in Michigan, but across the country, is what put Donald Trump back in office as our president of the United States. And the Democrats have a problem. It's a numbers problem. When they get out to vote like they did in 2022, and the Republicans stayed home, the Democrats win in the state of Michigan. It's that simple. 1.7 million Republicans did not vote in 2022 in that midterm election. You know why? Because they were all so upset over the 2020 presidential election, believing in their hearts that they got out to vote and that Donald Trump truly won re-election, waking up in the morning to realize that Joe Biden was announced the new president of the United States. So many Republicans felt disenfranchised. They stayed home in 2022. Guess what, guys? When you didn't stay home and you did get out to vote en masse, November 5th, 2024, look what happened. We have got to do that again this year. Even though President Trump's not going to be on the ballot, his policies are. When people start filing their tax, income tax filings, and they see the refunds they get, interest rates coming down, price of gasoline dropping, cost of food going down, inflation in check, stock market rising, our birthday party we're going to have on 4th of July for our country, it's got to turn into people voting in November, people here in the state of Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Just want to wrap this up with a final thought about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's speech and the Republicans' response, the legislators in the House and the Senate. They're the ones that got to work with her on a budget. They're the ones that are going to have to pass bills in the House, the Senate, sending them to her for her signing. They are in a very precarious situation. She's in her last year of being our governor. She's going to be running for president in 2028. She's going to be looking at all these bills, and she's going to be looking at what it will show up on her resume as a politician, as a governor of the state of Michigan. Are we going to see a whole lot of legislation this year anyway? Probably not. May 5th, we have a special election in the 35th State Senate District. You heard Jason Tunney here on this show. His website, tunneyforsenate.com, call to action, where you can make calls into his district to get Republicans and swing voters out to vote on May 5th in this special election. If that happens, folks, we've got gridlock in the state Senate. 38 state senators will be 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. If we don't get out the vote, Jason doesn't win that seat. Chedrick Green, the Democrat fire chief from Saginaw, is the state senator. It goes back to 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Winnie Brinks, who was on the stage last night behind the governor when she gave the State of the State address, will continue to be the majority leader in the Senate. We will have chamber gridlock between the House and the Senate. 58 Republicans control the House, 20 Democrats control the Senate. Same old, same old. But if we get Jason Tunney elected and it's 19 to 19 in the Senate chamber, now they can't just ram their Democrat agenda through in the Senate. As a matter of fact, if the Republicans are able to get one of their Republican state senators not to vote, there's no tie for Democrat Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to come in and break. If they've got a Democrat willing to vote for their bill, all they got to do is get a Republican not to vote for it. It's 19 to 18. It absolutely passes with just one Democrat on the Senate side. And believe me, there's a lot of Democrat senators that don't necessarily like their agenda. Not interested in their agenda whatsoever. Who could that Democrat senator be? I don't know. But I believe there's one or two that they might be able to work with. And if they prevent it from being a 19-19 tie, Garland Gilchrist doesn't get to break the tie. You almost have to look at politics, the sausage making, the Mason House rules that they use. They don't use Robert's Rules of Order. They use Mason. You have to understand the chess game, and you have to understand the moving pieces and the parts of every single floor vote, both in the House side and the Senate side. So that election on May 5th, folks, is critically important. You got to call into the 35th district from your home. All you have to do is go to his website, puntyforsenate.com. There is a red button there at the top. You can click on it, sign up to make calls into that district. Tunney, T-U-N-N-E-Y, 4-F-O-R, Senate.com. If you want a link to make it very simple for you to do it, just text me 35th, 35th. You send me 35th, I'll send you the link. You can click on it, sign up, make calls into the district. Honestly, I think it's something that needs to be discussed at the upcoming nominating endorsement convention in Novi on Saturday, March 28th. I think it's that critically important. So text me 35th and I'll send it to you. Also, don't want you to forget, text me Pig Roast Fun Shoot. We're going to have the governor candidates in Antrim County Saturday, July 18th. Pork dinner by Ian Smith or Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We are going to have all of the candidates for governor there. A couple weeks before the August 4th primary. I talked with Jen Smith this morning. She is going to help me with the flyer. Greatly appreciate you helping me, Jen, on that. And we'll be able to have that textable to you here, hopefully, on Monday. Well, that's it for this show today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to